Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Hey, freaks. You got to help me get my friends on the same page as me. I know that if you talk about it, I hear you guys talk and clown each other every morning. So I'm hoping that you'll at least understand where I'm coming from. I've been dating for a while, and I'm in my 20s, and it was fun. Wait, I've been dating for a while now, and in my 20s, it was fun. I was once in love. I moved in with my then boyfriend, and it just didn't work out. I'm tired of looking and trying to find the one and not working. In my culture, it's common to have an arranged marriage, and I've always said no to my family because I've wanted to fall in love, but I'm tired of waiting. My friends don't agree and think I should keep the hunt, but I finally told my family that I just want them to go forward and set me up.
Wow.
I'm ready to start my life with someone, even if I don't know them. My parents have been married 30-plus years, and all of my family members as well, and they went through that process. Why not let my parents pick out the right guy for me since it's not working for me?
Wow. This person tried.
No, you don't give up. Don't stop trying.
Is this a legal email, though? Arranged marriages?
That's not illegal. I mean, it's not illegal.
Well,
That's legal?
I mean,
well, they're
to marry somebody you don't know and say, hey.
Well, you're going to know them. They're going to introduce you to them, and then they're going to make you spend time with that person, and it's the families
that
are going to meet.
In 2021, I'm just saying, they're going to introduce you to them. You're going to get to know them. They're going to make you spend time together. That don't sound
well,
like...
Well, you have but consent she, from
she's
them.
She's essentially volunteering herself for this situation. But I think one of her bigger issues is her sense of desperation. That's what's pushing people away. Because if you meet somebody and you get that vibe, like the clock is ticking, I want to get married.
She lived with somebody. Like, she's been in love before, you know, left and right and trying this and that. She's probably getting a lot of pressure from her family, too. So
yeah, when are you going to get married? Yes. Everybody's grandma
and have babies and all of that.
This is one of the biggest decisions of your life that you are essentially putting in other people's hands.
I get that.
That is very terrifying.
But it could work out.
But what she's saying is look at her small, very small case study. My parents been together 30 years. They did it. All my relatives did it the same way, and they did it. I tried to buck the system. I'm out here meeting these jerks and these IG likers. So let me just follow suit like the rest of my family.
For us, it's very foreign, to even that thought process. But for this person, it's not.
It's like a day that ends in Y.
They've been
together
30 years, but was there a choice to not be together for 30 years?
Well,
I don't know how much of a choice you had.
I mean,
you were
kind of
in there.
None.
You in there.
And she was the only one that tried to make a choice, and it didn't work.
She sounds very picky and other things, but now you're going from somebody that's very selective to I have zero choice, no input in this matter?
Right.
Well, don't your parents know you best?
That was the whole point of her saying, I quit.
Don't give up.
She's like, I quit.
Your parents know you best. Would you let your mom pick out
your... Hell no. No, it'd be with some little church girl that she met at Bible study.
First of all, ain't nothing wrong with little church girl.
There's not, but we wouldn't click. She wouldn't pick the right person for me. That's what I was saying.
As long as they got a big old booty.
She would pick the person that she wants me to be
she
with.
She would pick the person that's probably
not,
best for
which,
you.
Which, not necessarily.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's probably
not
best for you.
Maybe
Mom knows
you're
best.
Picking wrong.
Yeah. No.
Could you give the power to your parent to pick your mate?
It's like the words arranged marriage can be pretty off-putting. But we got a text and it says, y'all realize that when you're on Match.com, you literally meet people you don't know and try to figure it out. At least her parents would know what could potentially work. And maybe, just maybe, because it was arranged, they wouldn't give up so easily.
Okay. I mean, if you see, like I said, it's a small case study, but if my mama and my grandmama and all my cousins and all them all did the process.
For you.
That's foreign for me.
Yeah.
Because my family don't do that. But if everybody at the table did that, you might be like, yo, I can find me somebody.
Yeah. And in those cultures, they also like pretty much sell you in a lot of those cultures. Like, I'll take your daughter's hand in marriage in exchange for
a buffalo.
A buffalo, a couple cows, goats.
Goats.
The finest spices.
Oh. Frankincense.
I really want to marry your daughter. Here's a dime. Yeah. All right. Wow. My mom is a G. She got to go through moms anyway. All right. So this person is like, yo, I have no problem picking my
out the 727, it says, hell no. My mother's taste in partners is horrible. She couldn't keep a man. And she approved of my brother's wife. And they're going through a divorce as we speak. I will pass.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Wait. We got Megan on the phone. Megan, what's going on this morning?
Oh, nothing. So basically, I don't think the whole parent setting anybody up should fly because my mom used to do that. She used to substitute teach at the high school and try to hook me up with every little kid there. Like, oh, he's so cute, Megan. He's so sweet. You should talk to him, like, all the time. It's like whoever they feel like would be good for you, but it's never really who is actually good fit for you.
Out of all, now, mama was just trying to find you somebody, but you don't think it, because she knows you better, that she could pick the perfect person for you?
I have to say, she had this one guy. He was a couple years younger than me. I think he was a sophomore and I was a senior. She'd have him over for dinner at the house. She was obsessed with him, okay? She was like, you guys would be so great together. He wasn't my type. And then a couple years later, he went to college. He came home and I'm like, damn, I should have listened to my mom.
Wow.
See, he hit that growth spurt on you. There he is.
I know, but I did. The funny thing is we did start talking and now I have my youngest son from him.
What?
Oh, man.
So wait, so around the way, mom did hook you up with the right guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. We're not together now, but he's a great dad, and I mean, I love my baby, so yeah.
Wow, okay. That was a boomerang. We didn't expect that to happen. All right, thank you. That's it.
Mama was like, I told you.
I told you.
Got that baby.
I told you.
We got a text. It says, I'm 39, hardworking, handsome man, no kids, and I've been single for 5 years. I've had absolutely no idea how to meet anyone anymore. I've had zero luck online, zero luck in the field. The world is different now. I hate it. No romance. At least she can have an arranged marriage. Good luck. God bless. Hopefully this helps you.
Supportive. Wow. Yeah.
See, but at least she got an option to do it. So arranged marriage sounds, like you said,
archaic.
Off-putting. It sounds archaic. But
old school,
antiquated, all those old school kind of ways. But there are still people out there doing it. Didn't somebody in like your family get it like an arranged? Not your family, but maybe your girl's family or something.
We can't talk about that.
It was a little bit more than that. They wanted to stay.
So they made an arrangement.
They didn't want to go back.
I thought that was the definition of an arranged marriage.
There was some paperwork involved.
Yeah. That's a green card marriage.
That sounded like an arrangement to me. I'm sorry. My bad.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.